بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان شاء الله may we must make a lot of shukr to Allah that gave us this tawfiq. And this was a practice in the khanqahs of before. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh should also do sati hewa. Achha, ke nita munta namaz bhi paro. That to teach the people practical namaz. Now one is we just take it as a formality, we're going to do it practice. But one is like something that somebody does it practically, so to bring it in his life, to see it, to understand it. And the tarteeb that we will show is how we learn from our mashayikh, how we learn from our ustaz. Now everyone has learned from somebody else also. And how we learned, we feel that is the right way. And everyone, how he's making namaz, he feels I must carry on this way. So we will suggest our way. But if anyone wants to feed or if you want to question also, is welcome to question. We learned it like this. We heard it like this. But now you are showing us a different way. What must we do? And finally, what you feel content in your heart, you think you are doing the right thing, you carry on with that. But we will do it how we have learned and how we are convinced that this is the actual sunnat way of making our namaz. So like that we will make. So the first thing is the standing up. So let us, when we stand up now, our legs must face qibla, four fingers apart, which is so much stress is laid that one of our very senior ustads of our country, when he was in Jalalabad, he was busy making namaz, and Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went and put his fingers between his toes, his legs, and he brought it like closer, and he didn't leave him till he brought it exactly to four fingers. And he said, from that, it became my lifelong habit. So they stressed on that. Otherwise, in the kitabs, etc., it's not so much stress, the four fingers. But according to Hanaf, and which is mashur, you ask a little child also, how many fingers apart must the leg be? They all say four fingers. It's a mashur thing. So four fingers, and the most important is our own two legs must be in a straight line. Most of us, our own two legs are not in the straight line. And then when we are making wet jamaat namaz, the whole jamaat, the saf, must be exactly straight. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid a lot of attention to it. And today, it is the least attention that is given to it. Also, this happens like with janaza namazes. Especially if it's a bigger janaza namaz, and they don't have a line there to guide the people. At least the first, if the first stuff is straight, the others, otherwise the stuff goes very crooked, zigzag it goes. And you can see it anywhere, that stuff starts going zigzag. And that is not a good thing at all. The stuff has to be very straight. And then facing Qibla. It mustn't be facing east or west. It must be facing Qibla. We can start off. So we can start off and keep these points in mind, inshallah.
Just a request, inshallah, in every line, if some ulama can come forward, inshallah, like take about four or five brothers or eight brothers, they stand in front, inshallah, and then keep an eye on them. So in every line, if you get some ulama, inshallah, will come forward. In every line, inshallah. So we just, the brothers in our line, on Zubair, look right there. See, our legs must be online. Look at the back line also. And make sure that our legs are on the same line. And as I just said, our feet mustn't be one ahead of the other. It must be exactly in line. Our toes must be in line. And then the other thing I just also taught us is that you must not fold your hands. Don't fold your hands before the namaz. Folding of the hands is only during the salat time. So before the salat, don't fold our hands. Keep our hands on our sides.
It's a very common mistake and which is not permitted. We should only, and also like when a person is making bayan, then many times he folds his hand and he's making that also he shouldn't. Only in namaz. And we are not allowed to fold our hands even in front of our parents, our ustaz, our sheikh also, only in front of Allah Ta'ala, to stand with our hands folded. Inshallah. And our legs, we should see beginning of the namaz. But then, when we get up for our second rakat, third rakat, our legs do move again. So try to align it again, bring it back in line. But at least at the beginning, it must be straight. And also, we should, whoever of us can, and all of us should, in our back home, in our masajid also, try and make that alive, that people straighten themselves, speak to the imam, or the mutawallis, or have something, but we should try and correct everywhere.
This is Takbir al-Tahrima. Our hands, as I said, it's also, Basan now, swing his hands, or lift up the hands and bring it down. We lift up our hands facing Qibla direction. You don't have to touch our ears, but our fingers must come in line with our ears. In line with the ears. And the whole, when you say Allah, but from your hands will be down, from there, lifting it up. When you lift your hands up, then Allahu Akbar. And you fold it directly under the navel, without putting your hands down, without swinging it directly from the top, facing Qibla direction. Fingers are not open, but closed, just in a normal position. Lift up our hands. To say Allahu Akbar is farz. If you don't say Allahu Akbar, you're following the imam, your namaz won't start. So you must say Allahu Akbar enough to hear yourself, not in the mind. No, don't think I'm reading. Say the Allahu Akbar enough that you can hear yourself at least. So it must, your lips must move. The lips and the tongue must move. The Shafi's, inshallah, Mulana Abdul Hakim will be on the side, inshallah, on the left wing. So inshallah, the Shafi can proceed. Inshallah, the tertib is the way is a bit different compared to the Hanafis, inshallah. So we lift up our hands, inshallah. And then from the top, we say, Allahu Akbar. One thing we notice, many people, their eyes, their head goes down when they lifting up, when they're lifting their hands up. So a person, if he stays straight, inshallah, you notice your head won't go down. Otherwise, automatically your head goes down. Our head shouldn't go down while making the takbir at-tahrima. So lift up our hands. Allahu Akbar, and then we fold it. But a person need our practice also, so it must come to the ears also, but he mustn't bend his head. It's better if a person touches his earlobes, so at least the fingers will come in line with the ears. So that's Allahu Akbar. As I mentioned, and Allahu Akbar also is very important to say it correctly. If a person says Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar, many ulama say namaz doesn't even take place at all. It's a major sin. And because the Hanafis, many of times we mustn't read behind the imam. So we've had this incident before that many people don't make the takbir at tahrima, they don't read any of the takbir. Whereas every takbir in salat is sunnat, and the first takbir is farz. So if you're not reading the takbir, like behind the imam, you'll hear a person next to you, he reads Subhanahu Rabbil Azim, but he doesn't read Allahu Akbar. But Allahu Akbar is sunnah for the imam, and it's sunnah for the muqtadi also. And the first takbir is first. So make sure, and you don't go before the imam. You start before the imam, they all say the namaz will not take place. So after the takbir, then we got our hands folded. As I said, the three fingers will be on the... this is how it will be folded on the, around the wrist. Our thumb and the small finger will go around the wrist, and the three will be on the forearm and be tightly clasped together, the three fingers, and we stand in that way, inshallah. So as soon as you say Allahu Akbar, when you come down, automatically it must go under the navel. Right? A person will be standing, inshallah.
Just drop the hands
first. Naturally, as I said, you just drop it, it comes automatically under the navel.
Basically, we should remember this principle throughout the namaz. When we move from one position to another, just directly in that position. Don't make any extra movements. Like Maulana said, we drop them on the side, we swing them on the side, or anything. It must be just directly. Any extra movement, we must avoid it totally.
So this is the standing position, and then we read our qiraat, sana, everything. As I mentioned, also Hazrat has mentioned this point many times, that qiraat, if we're reading our own namazes, make sure we are reading, and not, it must not be in the mind, it must be lip movement. Your lips and your tongue must be moving when you're reading. Otherwise, it's not regarded as tilawat. Even our own tilawat generally, if we're just reading in the mind, it's mind reading, is not regarded as tilawat. So this is very important, inshallah. Then our Surah Fatiha, Ameen, we'll read after that, and then the Surah. Then we're going to go into Ruku. So Ruku.
Also, after Surah Fatiha, we must say Ameen. As Hanafis, we will say softly. But we must say. And even when we're reading our own Alhamdu, when a student is completing Hibs also, generally nobody says Ameen. We must say Ameen, that the Ameen is very important at the end. So whenever Surah Fatiha is completed, we must say our Ameen. In Namaz, as Hanafis, we will say it softly. And for Shafis, is to say it loudly, but not shouting. It just means above, it must be heard by the next person. So much, that is called loud.
See, then when you come to the end of the surah, the sunnah also is just like a small 1 second or something, a person pauses before going into ruku. What this means is you mustn't go into ruku while reading. You are prohibited from reading Quran Sharif in ruku or while going into ruku. So make sure you finish. You just stop. You don't have to delay. But just make sure you finish your qiraat completely. And then the person says, Allahu Akbar. From the standing position until the ruku, the whole time, you say Allahu Akbar. Some people go into ruku, then they say Allahu Akbar. So that's incorrect. Correct is the whole posture, person will be reciting the takbir. We go into ruku also, again our hands do go on the side, immediately onto our knees. Yeah, our hands will be grasped around the knees, we open our fingers complete. So in the sajda where the fingers are completely closed, and in ruku it's completely open, like you're grasping your knees, and then also your back must be straight in line with the head. Now some people are old, it's a bit difficult for them, but for those who are young, this is the ideal, the sunnah, that our, like how you get a table completely flat, so that we should try to keep our back. Our knees will be slightly bent to make a straight line. That means we don't push our knees right back, but a person comes about forward, and the brother in the back can't see, but anyhow, your knees will be slightly bent forward to make a 90-degree angle. A 90-degree angle, and then a person will grasp his knees. So, saying Allahu Akbar, we're going to ruku, inshallah. So our knees will be slightly front. That means it won't be like completely back. It will be slightly front, so we get a 90-degree angle. It mustn't be also our head goes too down. Some people, their heads are noticing. This will have to ask somebody, inshallah, those ulama who are around will help now. But after this, you need to ask somebody to please check our rukus also. Our head must be completely in line. Slightly. Lift your head up slightly. Slightly lift the head. See, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. At least 3 times minimum. It's ideal to read even more times. See, the eyes. When in the standing position, brothers, inshallah, you can stand up if it's difficult. The Nabi al-Islam, sometimes his ruku used to be as long as his qiyam. He used to read like 2 paras, 3 paras, and one hadith comes and his ruku was close to his qiyam. That means how long he stood in ruku. Our back will pain with like 1 minute. But what Nabi al-Islam's servitude was. Anyhow, when we are in a standing position, when we started off namaz, we forgot to mention that our gaze must be at the place of sajda. At the place of sajda. When we're going into ruku, our gaze will be at our feet. And as I mentioned before also, that don't close our eyes during salat. So make sure that our gaze is towards our toes. We are looking at our toes whilst we are in ruku.
2 things are particular of the Jews, how they make namaz. They close their eyes and they shake in the namaz. So ours is completely opposite. Eyes must be open throughout namaz, even in sajda. The eyes must not close at all. When we make salam also, And we mustn't shake. That shaking, even little bit, we mustn't. We must be motionless. There mustn't be shaking. Even like when we get up from ruku, mustn't be like a spring that slow, and then we come in place. One time we must come in place.
So then, starting from ruku, we say Sami Allahu liman hamida. Obviously, if you're behind the imam, then you won't read anything. Then we stand up, but the imam will say Sami Allahu liman hamida. Then we stand up, and then in our standing position, Allahumma rabbana lakal hamd, or rabbana walakal hamd, or Allahumma rabbana lakal hamd, or Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd. All of them are established in the sunnah. Whichever one, obviously, the more letters, the more thawab you get. So Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd. Very important. Normally, we notice in Qoma and Jalsa, between the ruku and sajda and between the two sajdas, many brothers, they go very fast. There's no like itminan. That means the body is not composed. So you just stand up, you spring, and you go into sajda. So that actually can have an effect on the wajib of the wujub of the namaz, the compulsion of the namaz. According to some ulama, you have to repeat that namaz again. So therefore, we should be very particular when we stand up, make sure our body is completely motionless. We read our dua, Allahumma rabbana wa lakal hamd, properly before going into sajda.
What Maulana is explaining, what is called the tamaninat, that is with itminan, no rushing, and which basically means whatever posture we change, as we come back to the other posture, then all our body joints will be back on their place. Not before that, like we hardly stood up and we gone in ruku. We hardly got up from sajda, no, sat until all the joints have come on their place, and then we go into the next. So there should be no rushing. And there shouldn't be unnecessary delay also. So we must make our namaz with itminan, not a rushing namaz.
See, the next posture is, so here in this, our hands will be on our sides, see, and our gaze will be towards our feet, towards the place of sajda. Next is the sajda.
Also here, when we get up from ruku, which many imams also do, we pull our kurta down from the back. If we use both our hands, according to some muftis, that is amal e kathir, and namaz breaks with that. So we should not pull our kurta down. Our hands, when we get up, must just go on the side. They mustn't swing outward, in and outward, and they mustn't swing front and backwards also. They must just come on their place. And that is when we do it with tamaninat, with nice itminan, we make namaz, then you can bring them nicely on the side.
See, after we're going to go into sajda, when a person goes into sajda, important thing is, we mustn't make a second ruku. So this is also for the older people, sometimes it may be a bit difficult, but for those who are young and how the proper way is, that the person has to go down, your knees will close first. That means the person will come down, his chest will still be facing Qibla. Until your knees don't touch the ground, you still will be facing the direction of Qibla. So a person comes straight down, the whole time you'll be reciting takbir. From the starting till the end of the bottom, Allahu Akbar, will be reciting. And coming down, so first the knees will touch the ground. So without bending ourselves, because this is like a second ruku. We've already made one ruku. So many people, when they're going into sajda, they make another ruku before going down. So this is incorrect. So come down straight. Your knees just have to make a bit of exercise also, then inshallah. It will be easy on the knees. So you're straight down, but your body is still facing Qibla direction. Only when your knees touch the ground, then only you start going forward. When a person will go forward, first his hands will come on the ground. How we make takbir al-tahrima, where our hands are? In the same place, our hands will be between our heads. Not in front and not in the back. It will be in the same place. If you are reading namaz alone, then it's actually sunnah that your hands must be about out open. It comes in certain hadith that even a small goat is to pass under Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a kid. And, you know, obviously in Farz namaz, you don't cause taklif and difficulty to the person next to you, so don't open your hands out. You keep it above up. But make sure your hands are kept above the ground. The lady salat, the hands are kept down. For a man salat, he must make sure his hands are up. Our feet, make sure we are pressing our toes down. So our toes are facing the direction of Qibla. And the tariqah which we learn from Hazrat also, the feet will be kept apart. That means like how we're standing in our normal standing position, that's how our feet will be kept during sajda also. And our fingers will be closed. Many people, the forefingers are closed sometimes, but the thumb is left open. So the thumb also has to be closed. And inshallah, so we're going to sajda, sing Allahu Akbar, our knees first, then our hands, then our nose, and then our forehead will touch the ground. Make sure the nose is also on the ground. And then our gazes will be towards the tip of our nose. Don't close our eyes, but make sure your gaze is towards the tip of the nose.
In namaz, first namaz, make sure our shoulders touch the next person. Shoulders with the next person, there mustn't be 1 millimeter gap also. You must touch. The shoulders must touch. This gap, whether it's 1 meter, whether it's a 1 millimeter, but it's a gap. There mustn't be any gap. So the correct way is, the person who is standing directly behind the imam, he is the central person. The people who are on his right, if they feel there is a gap, they must move little to the left. Even in namaz, that 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters, move it little bit. And the people who are on the right must move to the left. So all must move in that way, so that shoulders touch throughout the namaz. And the takbir-e intiqaliya, when we change, it must start when we start moving. And it must end when we have reached the next position. It must not be said before the time and not after the time. Not that we say Allahu Akbar and then we go in ruku or sajda, whatever. And not that after we get up from ruku, we sit down. Many imams do that. They sit with itminan. Then they say, and all in sajda, nobody knows also. Then they say slowly, Allahu Akbar. But they're already sitting. It must be while the movement is carrying on. Not before, not after. Don't complete your takbir while you're in the next movement, in the next posture. And don't start before time also.
Going to presentation. See, make sure our fingers are in line with our earlobes. Our thumbs. Our thumbs are in line with our earlobes. We can close our fingers, make it a bit tight. Make your thumbs come in line with the ears.
Many of us, our thumbs are not.
See, all of us here in front, you're noticing. The thumb is not in line with the earlobe. Okay? See, the feet will be left highest when you're standing position.
And the toes must not be on the tips. The toes must face Qibla.
See, the toes must not be on the tips. You must try to press your toes down and it must be facing Qibla direction.
Many people all on Musallis toes should be properly closed and facing Qibla properly.
Then in Sajda, so we can set up. In Sajda, we will read Subhanu Rabbi al-A'la minimum 3 times. And I forgot in Ruku also, Subhanu Rabbi al-Azim. Make sure that we read what a Za. Some ulama have written that Subhanu Rabbi al-Azim, with a Za, it can actually invalidate the namaz because the meaning completely changes. So we should be particular with that. Subhanu Rabbi al-Azim. We should try to correct our tajweed. The recital must be correct, inshallah. Then we're setting up. So Allahu Akbar from the bottom. When we're coming up, first our forehead will lift up, then our nose, then our fingers, and then we will set up. That's like how when we went down, that was the opposite way. This will come out. So we lift up first our forehead, then our nose, and then our hands will come, and we'll put it on our laps. In Sajda, we mentioned that your eyes must be focused towards the top of the nose. Don't close the eyes. And as I say, that it's not like possible to see your nose, but you can focus it towards the top of the nose. And this is very important. So most people make a mistake here. The other postures, their eyes are open, but when you go into sajda, automatically their eyes close. So make sure you leave your eyes open and you focus it towards the top. When sitting up, our eyes will be focused towards the lap. The person will be looking towards the lap. Fingers will be facing the direction of Qibla. And there are other ways also, but there's a way we've learned it, that must face, will be on our laps, facing the direction of Qibla, and our gazes will be on our laps. Right? And, when we wake up, there's a dua also, Allahumma khilli warhamni. You can read that dua before going into
one very important aspect of namaz is وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, with humility. So all these postures, especially the eyes where we keep them, that gives you the show of humility. Like if you are sitting now, as we are sitting in a tahiyyat position, if you don't focus your eyes on your left, then you are looking like in front. And that isn't humility. When you look down, your head will bend little bit for you to focus, to get your eyes. Your head should not bend more, just enough that your head is straight up, but your eyes are down. So that will give a form of humility. And Allah loves to see people all standing in namaz and all are humble in front of Him. But if we are standing like with our chest out, like we big bosses and we have like pride and we're like proud people, we are standing, that is disliked completely. So his postures are to bring that outward form also of humility, and of course the place of humility is the heart. There must we must be completely humble in front of Allah Ta'ala.
Our feet, obviously we should not cross our legs. Obviously, this, inshallah, we should make an effort for this. That the foot will be kept, horizontal. It will press on our toes, and the foot will be, we'll try our hardest. Our foot must be at a 90 degree angle, lifting up our leg. See, so we should try. It's a bit difficult if a person is not used to it, but you must make an effort to come on that. Unless the person obviously is ma'zur, the person is excused, we try to lift our legs up, that he must be at a 90 degree angle.
The person is excused, some problem with his legs is different. But just that this we have got in a habit, negligence, and we don't lift our leg up, we cross our legs just out of negligence, that is wrong. That we should, right leg must be kept vertically up, straight up. Toes must be, and don't balance it on the toes. Toes must be turned towards qibla. And so this is a namaz is a complete effort. It's not just a by the way thing. And the left leg must be spread out and we sit on the left leg. And also in our namaz, don't see like any, especially like a buzurg who's gone old. Because of their, now their body movements are not normal. So don't copy that. Do what is the proper sunnah. Unless we are handicapped, we've got some problem with our legs, with our back or something, then it's different. But otherwise, try to follow the sunnah immaculately.
See, then going in our second sajdah, exactly how it was explained earlier. See, person will go immediately, I think Allahu Akbar, going to the second sajdah. And we exactly as the first sajda. Now when waking up from the sajda, again, how we went into sajda, that's how a person will wake up. That means when we stand right up, so again, our hands were left up from the ground. I mean our forehead first, then our the tip of the nose, then our hands will lift up. And then our hands will be on our knees. And a person will come up again like how he went down. That is, he won't come down bending down, but he will come, bring his body up to a facing the direction of Qibla. When he's there facing the direction of Qibla, he lifts his legs up. So I'll show you.
From sajda, person will lift up, the person is old, the person has got some weight, it's a bit difficult for him, but generally this is how we should try to raise ourselves up.
And many of us got the habit just to touch the ground when we are getting up. So we don't have to pay homage to the ground or anything. Our hands must be on our knees and from there we get up. Don't touch it. Old person, he needs some help. He puts his hand on the ground and old truck changes a lot of gas. So that's old people. But as young people, healthy people, we should not take support from the ground. Many of us, we take support from the ground unnecessarily. And also, this is also only in one person I saw it so far. That many, even imams got the habit when they get up from ruku, they pull their kurta down. Which even we, nobody of us should do that. But some when they are going from the jalsa, when between two sajdas when we are sitting, and we are going into sajda, they pull their kurta straight. For what you're pulling out, there's an extra movement, totally unnecessary. And pushing the kurta under the knee or something, that is not called for at all. That extra movement is not, if you're doing it with both hands, then you should ask the muftis whether that namaz is correct also or not. So any extra movement we must avoid completely.
So inshallah we can go into sajda and stand up from the sajda position, inshallah.
Keep in mind our thumbs again at the hiya position. And when we're standing straight up, it will be more longer.
So the thing that the beard will be longer when you're standing up, because obviously from down standing right up, you're going to say Allahu Akbar, it will take you a bit longer, right? And the other takbir when you're just sitting up will be a bit shorter.
If we do it that way, then there won't be confusion in sometimes the imam standing position accordingly.
Hazrat mentioned there that the imam makes special care when he's standing up from ruku and standing up from the bottom. Because if he says Allahu Akbar when he's going down, then you know exactly if he's standing up or he's going into sajda or he's going into ruku. Many times the person says Allahu Akbar, then people stand right up or they sit up for qaida, but he's actually standing right up. Or he says Allahu Akbar and he sits for qaida, then people stand up. So according to how long whatever a person is doing, is how long the takbir must be, so that people don't get confused in the back also. Thereafter, next. When we stand up also, make sure that again, sometimes our legs go out of a line, out of the line of the curve also, so we should make sure that our legs are still straight. We don't have to look down completely, but a person can have an idea at least. And also that our feet are still facing the direction of Qibla. Many times when a person stands up after sajda, his feet are again out of line. Okay, so anyhow, after this is the sitting position for the qaida position. We've done the takbir already, standing up also. Sit down, inshallah.
Many masjids, the musallas, they have patterns on them. So as far as where the legs are kept, when you align your legs before namaz, your heels are straight on the line properly, then you see where your toe is. So the rest of the namaz, then remember where your toe was. Just bring it back that you don't have to look back to your heels again. Because to look back to your heels, you have to sort of little bend down to look. So if you see where there is a pattern in the on the musalla, like this musalla you can't make out. There isn't that, you can't keep it in your mind that my toe has to be here. So that you just keep in mind, then your whole namaz, your legs will be properly straight on line.
At-tahiyat is a very important part of namaz also. We must make sure we read our at-tahiyat and we learn correctly also. Like how we learn Surah Fatiha, and we've corrected ourselves, our surahs, our astahiyat also we should have, should be read correctly. Sometimes people make mistakes in astahiyat also. There's a word attahiyatu, there's a tasjeel on the word. So on the right letter you must say put the tasjeel also. Attahiyatu. There's not, on the ha there isn't a tasjeel, not attahiyatu. There's no tasjeel on the ha. And on the ta is a tasjeel and on the ya is a tasjeel. So just correct ourselves for reading there. And then we read the whole tashahud. When we come to Ashhadu an la ilaha, so at la ilaha we left our finger up. Right? And then Ashhadu an la ilaha, illallah, at illallah we'll drop our fingers. We'll make our fingers, our thumb and our middle finger, make a circle. And our index finger, not touching the, as the Gangai Rahmatullah alayhi tariqa was, it would not touch the lap. But slightly it was kept up. Slightly up. It stays above. It doesn't touch the lap. And this will remain till the end of namaz. Some people, they read for a while and they put their fingers down. But this will remain till the end of salat. If you're obviously in two rakats, then after Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. After two rakats, then don't read anything else. If you've got a four rakat namaz, if it's a faraz and a witr namaz, Sunnah Muqaddah Namaz, you cannot read anything else after that. If you have to read anything else, if you read the durur or whatever, then Sajdah will become compulsory. So therefore, we should be very particular. In Nafal Namaz, a person can read, it's not a problem at all. Actually, in some places, so the time we actually encourage that you must read in the Nafal Namaz. So that is one way, but the way we learn from Hazrat is that our hands will be on our lap. It should be on the sides, facing the direction of Qibla. Okay.
Down on the knees. It should be on the side.
See, then we read the Durood Sharif after that, and our dua also. And also, a lot of times you find many khufaz in Ramadan. They want to cut corners. So they dua, they leave it out. So it's mustahab to read a dua. And the time in duas are readily accepted. So we should not be, cut corners in making this dua. The duas are accepted at the end of Salat. And this is in Salat. So we should try to read our duas, make sure we are particular with it.
At the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, inshallah our whole namaz will be accepted. So we should read that dua, don't omit it. Inshallah.
Then the last thing of our salat is our salam, when you're making salam. So the salam will start off while we are facing front. And the whole time we are turning our head, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, towards the right. And here we should also say that our neck should turn completely, not just like a person like slightly is moving it, but the complete turn a person should make and is facing the 90 degree angle, facing our right completely. At the time of making salam, we should make intention. We are also very negligent regarding the intention, we just make salam. But who are we making salam to? So if you are reading namaz alone, then make salam to the angels. Assalamu alaikum, we are making salam to them and we are getting their duas. And if you are reading namaz with jamaat, so make salam for that to the angels. All the brothers, if I'm on the right, I mean I'm sitting here, to the right of the imam, to all other brothers on the right, I'm making salam to them. And if there are any jinnat also on that side, I'm making salam to them. Because obviously if you're sitting on the right side, now you won't be facing the imam. You don't make salam to the imam. Those who are on the left-hand side, and they won't make salam to the right, they must make the intention of the imam. So four people you must make intention if you're on the other side. The imam, all the musallis on your side, the jinnat and the angels. And the other people on the other side will make three. And obviously the next salam, they will make with the intention of the imam. Those who are directly behind the imam, both times they must make intention for the imam. And they'll make intention for the people on the right and the people on the left and the angels in the... So we are generally, we forget, we just make salam. And as also last day mentioned to us that when we make salam, we don't even know what the meaning of salam. We don't even think like, well, what am I saying? So salam is a dua. We are making dua for them and we are getting their duas also. So a person must even actually ponder over the meaning and make the intention when we are making salam, who we are making salam to. And someone has also said that the benefit of making salam and the intention, Allah will open up the ghaibi system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will start understanding the unseen. Allah has got another system in the world, an unseen system. So if a person is particular with making the salam correctly, then Allah will open it up to a person, he will be able to understand this ghaibi system, the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a great benefit the person will get just by making his salam correctly. So we make our salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But the salam is not complete by turning our head. The salam will only become complete when you bring our head back again, facing forward. So that's the salam, the end of the salam. So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then you bring our head back. Now we finish the first salam. And the second salam will start again from here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Again to our, on our left shoulder. And then we bring our head back and now we've completed our salat.
Ji, when making salam, look on your shoulders and make the niyat of the farishtas, kiram and katibin, who are there. And when we'll do that, this is something which we can't see. The kiram and katibin, they are present there. But when we'll do it with that yaqeen and conviction, then Allah will give us, as Manan explained, the conviction on two great things which will boost our iman and our Islam and our condition of our dini kafir. It will boost it. One is yaqeen on the akhirah. Today our yaqeen on akhirah is very poor on the qabr, qiyamah day, full sirat. That will come. And the other is the unseen system of Allah that is working. Everything is working according to us as human beings, according to cause and effect. You put on the heater, you feel hot. You put on the aircon, you feel cool. Heat and cause and effect. But Allah's system is above that. Allah doesn't need any asbab also. Allah does without asbab, against asbab. Our yaqeen will come on that unseen system of Allah Ta'ala. And when making salam, then our chest must face Qibla. We mustn't turn. We usually give the example, there are many drivers when they are driving and they turn to the right, they also turn. So you must sit in your seat properly. Turn your steering wheel. And when you turn to the left, you don't turn to the left. And when they want to give a sharp break, they also go front. And so by you going front, those guys are going to stop more. Or there's a gap and you just want to push in that gap. And then you move backwards. So we must remain, our position must remain on its place. Our head must move. And the best exercise for the heart is the when we make our salam correctly, which is the fuqaha have written, when we make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, 90 degrees, that the person at the back can see the your cheek. We make a 20%, just assalamu alaikum. That's also a sign of a proud person. When he pays salam to somebody also, he just gives his fingers. He doesn't look at the person. That is that type. But a person who is humble, he will give his hand properly, meet the person properly. So we are making salam to the farishtas. And we just like turn our head little bit. And the muscles here all get very well exercised when we turn properly, fully, 90 degrees. And then bring the head back to the middle. Our words of salam finished when we make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But our salam, the act of salam is not complete. Till we don't bring our head back to the front. Now that one salam is complete. Now start your second salam also from the front. Not from this side. Many people, imams also, from here they start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. No, your head must come back to the front and you start your second salam. You have your first salam started here in front, in the middle. Your second salam also. From here, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And it must finish when you end there. And your head must turn properly also. A stiff neck, etc. The exercise for that is the salam properly. And how many salams in all the namazes from Fajr till Isha? If we make all these exercises, and our whole deen is, our whole life is in our deen. We don't have to go jumping and jogging and all that. Everything is here for us in our namaz, if we make it properly. And when we're making salam also, then many people got this habit also, they go little front and make salam. As though they want to see who is present today, who came for Fajr, who didn't come. Not our job to take roll call. That Malakul Maut, he takes roll call. And whom he finds for namaz, at the time of Maut, Malakul Maut himself reminds him to read Kalima Shahadat. And then takes his ruh after that. So Jamaat Namaz is very, very, very important. We should try at no cost that we miss our Jamaat Namaz. Try our best. Allah give us all tawfiq and give us sincerity and for Allah's pleasure. But Jamaat Namaz, we shouldn't, for small, petty excuses, good Namazis miss out the Jamaat Namaz. That should not be the case. If we just consider, now how many of us now after Eid will feel, now I must give the wife a break. And she had a break from you whole month, she's just too happy. But now you want to give her a break, you take her to some resort or some place. So you are paying to stay away from the masjid. And you are paying big amounts to miss your namaz with jamaat. Some excuse, you are unhealthy, you are traveling for a valid reason, and now you're staying somewhere, you can't make it to the masjid. That we can understand. But just voluntarily now. And we're missing our namaz with jamaat is a great, great deprivation on ourselves. So we shouldn't move little bit front and make our salam. We should sit on our place, and those of us who give azan at times, that also, when giving azan, when we say, Hayya ala salah, then our chest mustn't move. Chest must remain towards Qibla. The head must move. Hayya ala falah. The head must move, not the chest.
Inshallah.
And also about adhan and iqama, that we don't do practical. That also we should see, try to fit it in. Because many of us at our various occasions, is we give adhan also, we give iqama, and most of the adhan. In fact, my Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote to the authorities in Makkah Sharif, even the adhans and iqama of Makkah and Medina are not correct. They are not according to Sunnah. And most in the world, we like a melodious sound, but we don't see the rules for how we should be giving adhan. And Adhan is the call to Islam, call to success. It's very important. Iqama, Takbir also must be correct. Allah give us tawfiq. And then as far as dua is concerned, when we lift up, when we finish our namaz, after namaz, faraz namaz, dua is 100% proven from hadith. Salafis, they say there is no dua. And our dua again, we go to the other extreme again. That we feel dua is, we are behind the imam and we have to make dua with the imam. Now the imam makes his own dua, we make our own dua. Imam can make half a minute dua, we can make 2 minutes. Imam can make 2 minutes dua, if we need to, we can make half a minute dua. We are not bound to the imam in dua. We have taken it that dua is also part of namaz. And after dua is finished, now we finish with namaz. Now when the salam is finished, namaz is finished. Now there is dua, all must make dua. But the dua is not ijtimai, it's not collective. The imam makes his dua. Our common habit is that the imam, even if he making a silent dua, the first few words he will say loudly and the end a little bit loud to make it known that dua is finished now. But dua must be, we should make dua. And the method of dua is, which Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, that you lift up your two hands and like our chest is, the Kaaba is the Qibla of our chest. The Qibla of our two hands is the Arsh of Allah. So we don't keep our hands like this, flat like this, by the below the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And they must be, the two hands must be a little bit separate. And it must be in line with our chest. Like that. That is common. One is the front, a person becomes emotional in his dua and then he lifts his hand and he's like he forgets himself. Just as if, but when you are in your conscience, then your hands must be like that and fingers must be spread out. And now this is a begging bow. We are begging from Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah sees that the bowl is broken, the two halves are also separate. If I will put little, it will all go down. In other words, it's a sign, I must put a big amount, then it will stay. And that is why after dua, the adab is, take your hands and wipe them over your face. It is like we are saying, وَزُبَانِ حَال, with the tongue of our actions. That wajadna ma talabna, what we asked you from Allah, we got it. So we are wiping. That we appreciate really what our Allah you gave us. We appreciate it. We got it. And from Allah's side, my banda is saying, I gave it to him already. How can't I give it to him? Even if Allah didn't, now Allah will give it to you. Now my banda is already saying, I got it. And so we have to give it. Like a child goes to his father, daddy, I want 5 rand. And he said, Jazakallah, daddy, you gave me 5 rand. Even if you didn't give it, you'll take it out and you'll give it to him. So like that. And so dua, and dua also, after faraz namaz should be a short dua, not a long dua. Because the sunnat, those namazes which got sunnat mu'akkada after them. Zohar, Maghrib, Isha. So the dua there mustn't be a long dua. And first complete your sunnat mu'akkada. And after your sunnat muakkada, preferably after your nafal, then read your wazifas, make more longer dua, whatever you want to do, do it then. But after the faraz, short dua, and fuqaha have written so much dua, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya zil jalali wal ikram. But in matlab ke, a short dua should be made. And then we complete our sunnat muakkada. After that, you want to make more dua, you want to read your wazifas, Ayatul Kursi, great, valuable wazifas, but read them there, inshallah.
Inshallah, the main thing is, obviously, for one setting, you're not going to get perfection in our salat, but this should create a fikr and concern within us. When we go back home also, we ask our satis, we try to ask somebody to help and assist us, and we try make an effort, normally whatever you've got a habit in you, even if somebody tells you one time, two times, it doesn't come into your mind because 20 years you've got a habit. Until you don't make a special effort to remove it and to correct yourself, this habit will remain in a person. So we have to make an effort. As I said, the namaz is an effort we have to make. It's a form of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, let us create this gathering here, be a fikr for us. a concern. And not that now we just did it one time and finished our salat, but how can we improve our salat? But I give us tawfiq, inshallah.
The best is to do it in front of the wife. She will point out every mistake. Don't leave any mistake. It's a perfect.